This poem, I just wrote it, and I feel very uncertain about it, but I think I would like to read it as sort of like the end. And it's a poem I wrote after a healer put his hands on me, a Korean doctor who does a strange kind of pressure therapy called shiatsu. The poem is called The Buddha Radiant. When the healer put his hands on me, practicing an ancient art of pressure therapy, it seemed that he transmitted a message that I saw as the Buddha, and understood that the Buddha was not a person, but a shape of inner space, a reshaping of inner space that heals from within. That the statue we know so well is not a figure to worship, an idol, not the statue of a man really, but a meditation tool, a system of healing. That seated pose in its proportions is a harmonizing image in the mind and body to free us from tension and bring us grace. A vision of at-oneness encompassing the sexes, it has something of a large child, the human being at its softest and most divine, and also of the mother, that tranquil image of tenderness, not at all like Christ twisted in agony. With the doctor's hands magnetic on me, I understood that words were unnecessary, and in any case he did not speak my language, for it is a teaching image, a demonstration of not holding on anywhere, allowing the energies to flow, that releases the punished self, the deprived, the held back, the denied, the lowly self, and we find the fullness of ourselves in every part, the roundnesses, the plumpnesses, the smiles, the there-ness, taking the idea, thy will be done, and pulsing with it like a purring cat, conductor of energy, generator of love. We could not speak to each other, the doctor and I, but I received this teaching and blessing through his hands when into my mind came the Buddha radiant.